Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting 8th. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts between the mound and first base. Gale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell takes first base on ball four. Adams moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. White reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Braun fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Braun. Carew moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Carew scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Lockhock tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiniger moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The slide. Porter applies the tag. Carew is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett bunts towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Brett goes all the way around to score. Lockhock moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. McRae reaches second base with a double. Lockhock scores. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 3, Twins, 3. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett strikes out. Weiniger drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brett out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew is walked intentionally. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. Randy McGilbury now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGilbury fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McGilbury. Edwards moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Weiniger moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field. Braun picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Braun. Weiniger scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Al Raboski now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddy Potek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell pinch runs for Jamie Quirk. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 4 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.